So we live in the information age. With the press of a finger to a device, boom, all the information of the world is right in the palm of your hand. Unfortunately, we also know that we live in the fake information age, because at the same press of the same finger and the same device, all kinds of goofy stuff can end up in the palm of your hand. I say this because over the past couple years, it's been interesting to see when Easter comes around, all of a sudden these articles, and I get emails from friends or enemies saying, hey, you know, Easter's really based upon astrology. Easter's really based upon paganism. I'm like, really? I'm a Catholic priest. Somebody probably should have told me about that if I were going to know all this stuff. So what are we to make of these claims? So this year I sat down and did some homework, and I wanted to share the fruits of my homework with you. So first, let's deal with the date. Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon following March 21st. Which is historically the Easter equinox. Now, the reason for this has nothing to do with astrology, as some people like to claim, but has everything to do with the religion of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Their religion was? Judaism, right? All right, good. Now, when we go back to first century Judaism, their calendar was a lunar calendar. So every 28 days, they had a new month. Started at the new moon, and then at the 14th day, you had the full moon. And this is important because this is how they would calculate Passover. Passover was always in the month of Nisan, not the car, Nisan. And then what would happen was, in Nisan is when you would have the spring equinox. And that's when you would calculate when the Passover was going to happen. As for the day, Jesus Christ rose from the dead on what day? Easter Sunday. Good, good. Partial credit over there. Easter Sunday. Got a phrase in the question next time, though. All right. So Passover was the first full moon after the spring equinox. And since the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the first Sunday after the Passover, Easter again is going to be the first Sunday after the 21st of March, which is the spring equinox. So the way we come up with Easter has nothing to do with astrology, but reminds us of our Jewish heritage, puts Christ's resurrection into the Passover Jewish context. So that's where that comes from. Now let's deal with the name Easter and the claim of it being of pagan descent. Now, the Jewish word that we used for Easter many, many, many moons ago was Passover, right? But in Hebrew, it would be Pesach, P-E-S-A-C-H. It'll get translated into Greek and Latin into Paschal, P-A-S-C-H-A. Then it's going to go into a bunch of Romance languages, which I'm going to pronounce horribly, but, you know, give me a break, right? So when we get into the Romance languages, Passover, Pascha, turns into Pascua in Spanish, Pascua in Italian, Pasquez in French, Pasco in Portuguese. When we look at some non-Romance languages, it comes to Passen in Dutch and Paske in Danish. So we can see, we go back and look at the ancient languages, the Romance languages that come out of them, and even some of the non-Romance languages, the word that we use, Easter, they're using Passover or some type of derivative of it. This is because, again, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the early disciples, most of them, were Jews. So that Jewish heritage bleeds into our Christian heritage. So then where does the word Easter come from? Why do we use this word Easter? Well, it comes from the English language and the German language. Both of them use the word Ostern for Passover. Right? So when the languages are changing and morphing and we start moving across continents, all of a sudden we see this Easter Germanic influence on the faith, and they're using this word for East. Now, we use the word East because that's the direction of where the Messiah is supposed to come from. Churches in antiquity were built ad orientem, ad towards orient the East, towards the East. Our prayers were going towards the East, and that is where the Messiah was to come from. So how do they try to tie these things together and make us a bunch of pagans? Well, there were pagan festivals that were celebrated in the springtime that were called Eastern festivals, right? Just because pagans do it doesn't mean that we do it for the same reasons. And they were doing it because that's the way the sun came up, right? If you look at many religions, many cultures, the east is where life comes from because that is where the sun comes up from, and death is in the west because that's where California is. It's where the sun goes down. It's where the sun goes down. Go California. Yay, California. All right. So let's now put this together. So here's sort of the argument that people want to make, and I read these articles and I want to pull what's left of my hair out. So we have two traditions, both of whom use the same word, east. That's it. That's the smoking gun. That's why we think we're a bunch of pagans. Now you have to understand something. The first recorded Easter is celebrated in the 2nd century AD. So the 2nd century AD. Now we go back and look how languages evolves over time. English doesn't come on the scene, the most early primitive English, about the 5th century. German in the 6th century. So how is it that a word that doesn't come into existence 300 years after Easter starts being celebrated under some type of derivative of the word Passover, how does it influence each other? Answer, it doesn't. Additionally, they want to link us, now this is the fun one, they want to link Easter together with the Mesopotamian goddess of fertility, love, war, sex, and power. All right. Now her name is spelled I-S-H-T-A-R. I-S-H-T-A-R. But it's pronounced, guess what? Easter. All right. So here's the argument. You have a Mesopotamian goddess who existed about 3500 B.C., and then we have another word in English that is 500 A.D., so about 4,000 years apart, two different languages, two different spellings. It has the same pronunciation, so there must be a link between the two of them. I wish I could say you can't make this stuff up, but apparently you can. We don't worship the goddess Ishtar. All right. So what I find fascinating is when I read all these conspiracy accounts is that they all overlook one very important source to really understand what we Christians are celebrating on Easter. Anybody want to guess what that one important source might be? The Bible. Who said that? Raise your hand. You're not in trouble. Good job. Yeah, give her a hand. Woo! All right, there you go. All right, good, good. I'll have a little prize for you afterwards. I got an Easter bunny for you, okay? So, because we're a bunch of pagans and worship bunnies. All right, so I'll give you an Easter bunny. The Bible, right? When we go through and look through the scriptures, all four of the gospels have these incredible accounts of Jesus Christ rising from the dead, of there being an empty tomb, of there being no body in the tomb. And all of them have post-resurrection accounts of Jesus Christ saying, guess what? I have risen from the dead. When we look at the other 23 books of the New Testament or letters, 20 of them explicitly mention the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The other three, when you read it, it's assumed that you're a Christian. It's assumed that you understand what's going on. Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it says this man, Jesus Christ, was raised on the third day. The second reading says, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The gospel says, behold, Jesus, the Jesus risen from the dead, met them on the way and greeted them. So we Catholic Christians come to church on Easter Sunday, and every Sunday, by the way, I know you are, right? To celebrate this incredible encounter, Jesus Christ rising from the dead, conquering sin, and opening up the gates of heaven for all believers. This is why we are here. It has nothing to do with astrology. It has nothing to do with paganism. It has everything to do with Judaism and the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all the oracles of the prophets, walking among us, teaching us, instructing us, and dying for us on the cross. And then on Easter Sunday, rising from the dead to prove to us sin and death has been conquered. So I don't care what day it falls upon. I don't care what month it's in. I don't care if you call it Pesach, Passover, Passion, Ostin, or Easter. What I care about is why, again, we are here today. We are here today celebrating the greatest miracle of the human history. Jesus Christ, true man and true God, rising from the dead, forgiving our sins, and opening up the gates of heaven for us all.